and seek and look for an ocean. The biggest one lies between America and Asia. Mariana Trench is the deepest spot, 7 miles from the bottom to the top. Magellan picked its name because it's peaceful, you know. Whales swimming in it off the coast of Mexico.
Peaceful. That must be the Pacific Ocean.
Pacific.
See if you can name the second ocean. Northern currents keep it in a constant motion.
Lobsters off the coast of Maine are swimming here. South America and Africa are near. Columbus sailed across it all the way from Spain. Do you know this ocean? Can you tell me its name?
Good thing Columbus wasn't on the Titanic. It sank in the Atlantic.
Atlantic.
See if you can name this faraway ocean. It was the Europeans' ocean route to Asia.
Vasco da Gama used to take a boat ride around the tip of Africa to the other side. It's how the Europeans got their silk and spice. If their boats didn't sink from a monsoon strike.
The heavy rains from a monsoon are in India. It's the Indian Ocean.
Comes another ocean for you to know. Frozen most of the year at the North Pole.
A walrus and a seal and a penguin in sight. Winter's always dark, summer's always light. Icebergs aren't much fun for ships. Those gigantic ice cubes make the temperatures dip.
But that's not the Arctic Ocean. I don't know what it would be.
Arctic.
You know, in the year 2000, the National Hydrographic Organization decided to name a fifth new ocean. It's called the Southern Ocean, and it surrounds Antarctica.
The Southern Ocean?
Yes, the Southern Ocean.
Water. Ocean water. Water. Ocean water. Water. Water.